question number 31, which is Lord's Day number 12, and let us read responsively. Question number 31, why is he called Christ, that is, anointed? Because he is ordained of God the Father and anointed with the Holy Spirit to be our chief prophet and teacher, who has fully revealed to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our redemption, and our only high priest, who by the one sacrifice of his body has redeemed us and ever lives to make intercession for us with the Father, and our eternal King, who governs us by his word and spirit and defends and preserves us in the redemption obtained for us. Question number 32, but why are you called a Christian? Because by faith I am a member of Christ and thus a partaker of his anointing, in order that I also may confess his name, make myself a living sacrifice of thankfulness to him, and with a free conscience may fight against sin and the devil in this life, and hereafter in eternity reign with him over all creatures. Wow. Isn't that awesome? There's so much there, isn't it? I could probably forget the sermonette. I could probably do a couple sermons out of that one. But that first question concerning Christ, that is the anointed. Notice the understanding that he was anointed by the Holy Spirit to be our chief prophet and teacher, our only high priest, and our eternal King. In the Old Testament, you had prophets that were anointed. You had priests. The high priest was anointed. The king was anointed. These were pictures or types and shadows pointing to Jesus Christ, who would be the anointed prophet, priest, and king. And so if we read the Old Testament, we can learn about our Lord Jesus Christ through each of those pictures. The interesting thing about each of them is that they all fail, don't they? The prophets fail. The priest failed. He was a sinner. He needed to offer a sacrifice for himself before he could offer a sacrifice for the people. And the kings, you think of even David, a man after God's own heart, was also a wretched, wretched sinner. As a matter of fact, Psalm 51, which we read earlier, is his psalm after he was convicted of his sin. And yet, our Lord Jesus Christ is that perfect prophet, priest, and king. And so when we say, I believe in Jesus Christ, we are acknowledging that Christ has been given these three offices, these three responsibilities. We understand what redemption is all about because of Jesus Christ, not only by what he taught, but by what he did. It is through his death and resurrection that he redeemed us. It is by his blood that he redeemed us. He is the high priest. We no longer need a temple or a sacrificial system because Christ suffered once and for all and has redeemed us. And we do not look for an earthly king. We have a king already, the Lord Jesus Christ, who governs us by his word and spirit, defends and preserves us now in the redemption that he has obtained for us. So the question then goes, well, what about you and me? And I love this question. Why are you called a Christian? Because I'm connected to Jesus Christ. It's interesting, is we read in the book of Acts that the name Christian was not invented by Christians. It was invented by the pagans. It was invented by the enemies of Christians, I think as a means of insulting them, little Christs. But yet we have taken that on as a badge of honor, haven't we? To be identified with Christ is of great honor. It's not a term of derision. It's a term that identifies us with Christ. And so what does it mean to be a Christian? Well, notice, by faith I am a member of Christ. I am in Christ. No matter what I'm feeling right now, no matter the struggles that I wrestle in the flesh, I am in Christ. And thus a partaker of Him and His anointing. What does that mean? Well, number one, I'm called to be a prophet. I'm called to confess His name before men. I'm to confess it by my life, and I'm to confess it by my words. Furthermore, I'm to present myself a living sacrifice as a priest. We have been made priests unto our God. One of the radical concepts of the Reformation was the priesthood of all believers, drawn from the Scriptures. We are priests who offer ourselves, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, a living sacrifice of thankfulness to Him. And thirdly, as soldiers of the King, we're to fight with a free conscience against sin and the devil in this life, and hereafter in eternity to reign with Him over all creatures. What great hope and what we look forward to in eternity. He reigns now. We reign with Him. We will reign with Him in eternity. Amen?